Oh shit.
Telephones down.
It's Pigskin Radio, and guess what? This show's brought to you by beer.
Beer.
Yes.
It's the drink of drunks.
A mighty fine beer here. This is a Texas beer. This is an Austin beer. And this is a free promo. I support the Fireman's Four. That's a Real Ale Brewing Company product, and it's delicious. Thank you. I'll have a second.
Fireman's Four, you're enjoying it. That's an Austin beer?
That is correct. Hill Country beer. Maybe not Austin proper. I don't have all the facts.
You know, I hadn't had a drop to drink in
They're
years,
from Blanco.
But I did have a drink at South by Southwest, and it was a Fireman's Four, John.
Yes, the Fireman's Four with the wonderful bike spoke logo.
You know, that fucking bartender took my drink before it had a quarter left in it. Which would have been okay if it was a regular bar patron, but I was...
Are you talking about that fucking bartender at the Creekside Lounge?
Yeah.
Peepaw?
Not that one.
Oh.
One of his minions.
One of his minions?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like I had one beer in 2 years, and yep. I didn't even get to finish it.
Here you go. Spin around. Look at that. Look at this right here.
What do you got? What the fuck is that?
It's a gigantic tube sock.
Oh, that's your world-famous Skittles tube sock commercial?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that?
I did. Thought it was kind of odd. It's pretty weird.
Hmm. Okay.
But, I indulge myself in the weird occasionally.
All right. Well, I believe you. You know, this is Pigskin Radio.
Is it?
Episode 131.
It's awful quiet in here. Why is it so quiet?
The buzz went away. I think I fixed the board.
Maybe that's it. Or maybe usually we talk like this and there's still music playing and we're just sort of extending our intro a little bit.
No, not really.
Okay, well
No, I think what happened is I got rid of the buzz, whatever it was.
There was
a buzz in the board.
You're such a buzzkill.
You got used to it.
You're such a Brett Favre goes back to pass, he pumps. Yep, that's working.
There's no buzz there. So yeah, did you hear Brett Favre? Is he hear anything about him? Is he coming back?
Good God.
Would you spill your beer already?
No, of course not.
What just happened?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
Nothing.
Well, I saw it go horizontal. Is there any beer like back there or anything?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You're not checking. If you check, you gotta clean it up. Isn't that how it works?
All right, Mark. You want to talk for a second? I'll see if I can go.
No. That's all right. I mean, just look real quick. It might be a little beer. under further inspection, there. Yeah, why don't you get that fan blowing on it? There you go. Now we can hear the fan. All right, this show's been completely sabotaged
by a couple of idiots. Like well, maybe just one. All right, Cholo, turn that off.
All right.
So anyway, Pigskin Radio, and here we are. We're doing a show again. And
Reggie Wayne.
How do we get? Okay, we're going to jump in.
Let's talk a little bit of football.
Yeah. Do we not want to bring it local first? I mean, are we not
Why?
Dallas Cowboys homers? Let's talk a little Cowboys. Come on.
Oh, God. Are we going to talk about your golf-playing friend?
You know, it's...
Take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
This was a special occasion today.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a Tony Romo fan. I've never been a Tony Romo fan, and you know that.
Homer.
But I thought it was funny today that old Romo's out there trying to qualify for the U.S. Open.
Old Romo.
Old Romo.
Is that what you call him?
Old Romo's out there.
Is that your pet name for him? You know old Romo's out there.
He is getting older now.
Uh-huh. What is he, 40?
Something.
Yeah.
40-something.
Still dreamy.
Anyway.
You know what he is, though, right?
What? Mexican American. He is. He's one of the best Mexican-American quarterbacks the Dallas Cowboys have ever had.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you're watching on stream here. You see, I got the Titleist cap here. I got the Titleist cap, wearing it backwards. And
we can't hear you when you don't talk into the microphone.
Got my little PGA shirt.
It's one of the bases.
Shut the hell up. I know what I'm doing.
Broadcasting.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Leave me alone. I'm doing a show.
Here's what John's doing.
It's a fumble.
I'm doing a show here.
Uh-huh. That's John right there fumbling.
So anyway.
Uh-huh.
Tony Romo. Tony Romo didn't do so well today. He started off.
He was what, four,
competitive.
Four back. Right?
He was four. Three or four back. He was one under. I think the leader.
So
was
he's basically trying to get into the PGA.
He wants to play in the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. Okay.
And he has to finish in the top two in this qualifier.
Okay.
To make it.
Are there multiple qualifiers around the country? Is that what's going on? And that's the one he was
exactly.
in?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. He was playing locally here. And there was actually some good golfers, some, you know, a PGA event winning golfers that were still out there trying to qualify.
Do they have windmills up there?
They do. And the big funny 18th green that's sort of sloped. Yeah.
And you never get the ball back. If you get a hole in one,
you
get a free round, though, right?
Well, no.
Huh? Okay.
A tube sock, hit me. Oh, sorry, my sound effects are not nearly as connected as yours.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, Romo then believed there was – he fell apart. He had to play 36 holes today. He was one under for the first 18. Then I think he was seven under after three holes on his second 18. And unfortunately, the unpredictable Texas weather got to him. They had to call play for the day, and since OTAs are tomorrow, he had to withdraw.
OTA means
optional team activity, I think. Team activity. Something like that.
All right.
So anyway, no, Romo is a good golfer. He's good swinging the stick. Nothing? I get nothing? It's pretty good, I thought.
Fine. Good. Yeah.
Anyway, good golfer, but didn't quite make the cut. Literally.
You want to wrestle me?
Literally.
No, thank you. Come on, wrestle an old man. Come on, Dad. Green Puff. My legs are as useless as your little pecker, but
you like working in the little pecker, don't you?
I think. Look. Would you say that again?
You like working in the little pecker, don't you?
Yeah, that's definitely going to be recorded for later. So
every show, you try to work in the little pecker.
Yeah, it's funny. Why not?
That was
so
funny.
Did you hear about Reggie Wayne, Indianapolis Colts wide receiver, who is expected to make $6 million this year, but he's holding out of minicamp right now?
I heard he was going to get traded to Minnesota.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Purple Wayne.
You've been waiting all week to say that, haven't you?
Worked it in, didn't I?
You really did work your Purple Wayne in.
No, he's holding out because he wants a little more attention. The Frenchman got in his way. Is that what happened?
Oh, Garcon.
Well, Garcon got a little extra attention.
Right.
A little love and Reggie Wayne. I mean, it was bad enough when Marvin Harrison was there. He had to play number two. So now it's his time. When's going to be my time? When is going to be my time? This year. Okay. Well, who the fuck is Garcon?
Some guy from out of nowhere.
Yeah. So he's a little pissed off. He's throwing little Patrick Creighton on the sidelines.
Boy, there's a lot of wide receivers, and it always seems to be every year wide receivers. You know, T.O. is claiming that the reason why he hasn't got onto a team is because of his bad attitude.
It's because he's too good. They barred him because he's too good.
If he's admitting that his attitude's so bad that they don't want him, I mean,
that's a sign of a good attitude. He's obviously got a good attitude.
So there was a story about some Green Bay Packers who some women claimed there was some hanky-panky going on.
They were on that Chris Hansen show, weren't they?
You know, one of them held them down.
To catch a Packer?
To catch a Packer, yeah. To catch a Murphy sheriff's officer.
The local humor.
Wow.
It's a reach. Yeah, it's a reach. There. Okay. It's a reach. If you're playing the drinking game, go ahead.
All right. So, it looks like the girls have, reneged on their story.
They did what?
They recanted their story.
Hmm. Okay, so tell me the story. I didn't hear the story. This is news to me. This is breaking news, breaking pigskin information for me, because I've not heard of any Packer rapes going on.
Yeah, well, apparently they were claiming that they were assaulted by some Green Bay Packers, and like Green Bay Packers held one of them down and that sort of thing, and it looks like it's just kind of maybe another money grab.
Was there a van involved? Was there a van involved?
No, my van's in the shop. Well, I mean,
your van is in the shop.
No, disregard that.
Oh, so your van is in Green Bay?
No, it's in
Where's your van, Mark?
It's in the shop.
Where's your van?
It's having transmission work done.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
Hey, would you like to go have some transmission work?
I've got some transmission problems.
Do you?
Come into my van.
Yeah. Here, would you like to look at the panel light?
So what kind of European rental car du jour do we have now? Because last week you were rolling in the pretty, pretty Mercedes.
Yeah, the S500. It was a loner car, John.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a German tank.
Yeah, well, I had to give that back, and then I got the van back, and, you know, I drove it around a little bit, and then I realized, well, I was able to find out the transmission wasn't really up to speed as I was trying to pull away from a toll booth and merge.
Now, you know what? Nobody cares. Let's talk about the Packers. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry about your van. But do you have transportation now?
Yeah, I'm in a Jaguar XJ.
Oh, Jaguar.
Now. Yes.
Well, Jaguar's a nice ride.
Yes. Okay. It's a loner car, though,
well,
John.
Okay, everyone, pray for Mark's van.
Yes.
Hold out a little positive energy. Put it in a little bowl. And
a little down dog.
A little downward facing dog. Yes. Perhaps burn an extra stick of incense.
Please.
And meditate. Positive, happy thoughts.
A little Nag Champa.
For Mark's rape van.
Boy, that's kind of harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, that was harsh. So anyway, we've got Packers that are raping, right?
Well, no, the women came out, they recanted their story, and or I guess recunted their story.
Recunted, yes. Nice.
And, you know, they claim that nothing happened now all of a sudden.
Oh, that rape charge. That was just, we were just being silly.
You think they got paid off, or do you think nothing really happened?
I don't know.
Let's speculate.
Do we have pictures?
No.
I could tell
not
you.
Yet.
If we had pictures, I could tell you.
All I got, I just have one question. Was Mark Chmura anywhere near the incident?
How old were they?
Was there a hot tub involved?
And what kind of age are we talking about? Under 17?
Yeah, Mark Chmura was definitely there. It was definitely a Packer tight end incident.
I don't think we're going to get Mark Chmura on the show now, Mark. Way to go.
You remember our friend Dante Culpepper, who we will never get on the show?
I do. I almost won a fantasy football championship one year with him.
Well, he's back in football.
All right. And yes.
But he's...
Go Vikings!
No, he's playing for the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Go Mountain Lions! What the hell?
From the UFL.
I thought they went bankrupt.
Never stopped companies from going forward.
Is that like the Wednesday Football League? When do they play?
My guess is that the UFL is as powerful as our fantasy league.
No, don't be talking shit about our fantasy league. We've got a great fantasy league.
Well, that's what I mean. It's extremely powerful, but
oh, okay. So this is like, you know, rivals the NFL.
Now he was reunited with his old coach, and you'll remember him from coach outbursts like.
Go on. What?
You know what I'm talking about. Dennis Green.
Oh.
Dennis Green and Dante Culpepper are back together again.
And they are who we thought they were.
And they're playing for the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say. He's playing with Dennis Green. Right on. So is that a good team?
Is it the Sacramento Mountain Lions?
Uh-huh.
Well, let me see. They have a 40-year-old Dante Culpepper?
Right.
You think Dante just needs the money? I don't get it.
Who doesn't?
Well, is he trying to get back into the NFL, or is he just playing?
Oh, man. You don't think he thinks he's getting back into the NFL?
Well, Dennis Green does, I'm sure.
Dennis Green's not. He'd be lucky to get into the NFL broadcast booth.
He'd be lucky to coach in the UFO.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? So I hadn't heard much about the UFL. Do you know what the nearest team is? I mean,
don't they have one up in Frisco?
A UFL football team?
Or is it Mesquite?
I have no idea.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. So yeah, that's kind of weird. Dante and Dennis Green are back together again.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
You think they had a tearful reunion?
Speaking of tears.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Bucks earlier.
Yeah, the Glazer family. They're in Tampa Bay.
You know,
they're in some trouble, and all these American owners have gone over and bought soccer teams. But it looks like Manchester United, who they're owners of.
Who hasn't bought a soccer team?
I don't know.
I mean, of course, you got to coach sometimes too, and that means you got to deal with parents. And
I mean, the
damn kids that don't pay attention.
I mean, I'm an American, John. So
you are not an American.
The most famous soccer team I know of is, you know, I would say what Rodney Dangerfield's Ladybugs.
You're a Dane.
Oh, shit. Okay, go Denmark.
Anyway, so yeah, no, there's a, so yeah, no, yeah, no. We've got
confused
Tom,
much.
I've confused myself. We got Tom Hicks, who we know is a grade A shyster.
Jackass.
He buys sports teams on borrowed money, and really, it's like a toy. He plays with it for a couple of days, then he gets bored with it.
That's weird.
It is. It's true. It's true. And, you know, he's fucked over the Rangers. He's fucked over the Stars. He's fucked over Liverpool. And it's kind of interesting to see now that there are other sports owners that are just as idiotic as he is. This, who did you say it was? What's the Glazers? Is that right?
The Glazer family, yes.
They own the Bucks and they own Manchester United.
Uh-huh.
Well, they can't be doing too bad because, man, you still got a pretty strong team. I mean, they do have one of, if not the best forward in all of European Association football, if you want to call it that. Yeah, I know. The Premier League. Yeah, okay. All right. I got you. But Rooney's a badass. You watch. We'll get to see him when the U.S. plays England
if you're done this weekend. If you're done with your soccer talk.
This weekend, the World Cup, USA is playing England, and you'll know who I'm talking about, Rooney.
I do have a few more bits on my van repair, if you're done with your soccer talk.
Have you got more van talk?
No, so the U.S. is playing England. It's a big game.
Yeah. And you'll see Wayne Rooney's he's a badass little striker.
Now, they talk about what the last time the U.S. beat England was in 1950?
The Revolution? I don't know.
Wasn't that what it was? Or?
The Redcoats are coming.
Oh, that's the War of 1812, John. I don't think they were playing soccer. I think they were playing, instead of hurling soccer balls at each other, they were hurling cannonballs.
It was kind of like this old war that happened a long time ago, except like we were the Taliban, and
I won't go skip,
and
so will I?
They were like the evil West, except they were in the East.
So we were the Taliban.
Yeah, kind of.
Huh, that's weird. We were the resistance men.
We were like blowing up roadside bombs with
listen to you.
With like 1812 technology cell phones. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We were poisoning them with saltpeter. It was our biological weapon.
Oh, either that or just, you know.
Giving them towels filled with smallpox like we did to the Indians.
Oh, yeah, the blanket treatment. Yeah.
It's the first bioweapon.
It's cold, man.
It really is.
Bunch of fucking terrorists. That's who we came from.
Yeah.
Anyway. But now we rock. Yeah. Now we all kick right. ass. We kick ass. Go Cowboys! Oh.
Oh, I think the point's here. Come in, point.
I forgot. Who's the point?
Oh, I thought you had a point to the story.
I like World Cup soccer, football, and other sports.
That's like, a show.
Like golf.
131 is in the books.
And football. And oh, it's show 131. It's Pigskin Radio.
I'm not proud of it, but
I'm John.
It's over.
That's Mark.
Yeah.
And we're both idiots.
We're a couple idiots. Thanks for listening and or watching the show. And don't forget.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
My butt hurts.